It's amyfisher.com is the website, and that's got all the dates where you are, some pictures and stuff. And I know that you were really attractive back in the day, but I just saw pictures of you now. Oh my Lord.
Well, I take better care of myself than I did when I was young.
Well, sure.
When you're young, you eat hamburgers and you don't exercise, and then you get older and you realize that is a better way to live. So I take really good care of myself, and I'm doing pretty good at it.
So what's the workout regimen for Amy Fisher?
I don't have a regimen. It's kind of like whenever I get there.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that, right? But it's true.
Hey,
but
well,
I'm very active.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, I'm wondering how you take the step into the adult stuff, because that's got to be.
I'll be honest with you. I had put up a XXX website last year.
Okay.
But the problem I had with it is I do not do XXX films.
Okay.
So people got really tired of just watching me walk around naked doing nothing and putting up hustler content and other people doing XXX naughty things. So the website, and people were really complaining, we're signing on, we want to see you doing these things, and you're not doing them. So, you know, it was really like false advertising, and I felt kind of bad. So I took that down, and now it's just a generic site. I just could not make that leap into adult films.
No, I understand that, but I'm just...
No, some people can do it. You know, you have to have, like, a mindset to be able to do it, and it was just a really a hard thing for me when I thought about it.
Sure, and I understand that. Again, we're talking to Amy Fisher. The website is amyfisher.com. She's going to be featured dancing at The Scene Restaurant and Lounge in Calmec, New York this weekend, and proceeds are going to the Haitian Relief Fund. Now, my question is, just like you said, you're having a mental block going from... from like just dancing into like, you know, super duper hardcore stuff. People are wondering, people would have that kind of back and forth as far as doing a quote unquote normal job and then going into what you're currently doing now. What kind of, you know, what made you?
Well, you know what I like to tell people these days, because years ago I went to college and I tried the normal job thing.
Sure.
And, you know, some people say, well, you know, you ruined your life and that's why. And I give them the Kate Gosselin analogy. Kate Gosselin has a bachelor's degree. She was a nurse. And now she has this TV show. She's done nothing wrong in her life other than give birth to these 8 children. And I saw an interview with her. She keeps trying to get other reality shows. And people are asking her, why don't you just go back to doing whatever it is you were doing? And she said she briefly tried. But people laugh at her. They think she's a celebrity. She shouldn't be there. She's rich. And she cannot function, you know, among the masses because they won't hire her. And I had to, you know, relate to that because that's exactly what happened to me. I would show up for jobs, and they'd say, you're Amy Fisher. You've been in the papers. And the minute they see you in the papers, they assume you've been in the newspaper. You're rich. You don't need to be here, which is not the case. That's a misconception.
Yeah, and, you know, that's funny. I was wondering if that was the case. And when, you know, you said you went through a couple jobs after you got out of prison.
A couple, tried probably like 100. I think went through more jobs in 1 month than people go through in a lifetime.
Yeah, a couple, 2, 3. Did you have any money? Did you have anything when you came out of jail? Did you have anything?
I was still a kid. It didn't matter. I went back to my parents and everything. I got my life together. I was very, very young. That's what people don't realize. That I was only 16 and I was really young, and when I went through all that, other kids were just in college.
Right.
So by the time I got my act together, I was still a kid. So I had plenty of time. It wasn't that. It's just the stigma the minute you end up on television. And now we're going back like 20 years and it's still there. But it, you know, you take the good with the bad. People around me, they say, well, you know, you can't do that, but it opens other doors for me that other people don't have.
Are you,
so you know what? You just have to, you know, take life and take what it offers you and roll with it. That's it.
Take the positive and negative of celebrity away. Would you change anything? I don't know if that's
sure
a loaded question. I don't know if that's a fair question or not.
I don't know. You're getting too philosophical with me.
I apologize. We're just talking about, you know, how hard it is for you to get a normal job because of the celebrity and everything like that.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's...
It will never ever happen. When I was young, and then, you know, I put my life together, I tried to just briefly, while I was going to college, like everybody else, work like in the fast food industry.
Right.
And I couldn't do that, not for minimum wage. I was just, they said I was a spectacle, and I would just get fired, whether it was Applebee's or whatever it was. I couldn't even do that. They just would not have me.
That's it.
So that may put into perspective for people when they say, why did she do this? I do this because I have to earn a living like everybody else.
Right, and this gives you the platform to make.
You take jobs where you can get them.
Yeah,
so if somebody offers me a job and I need a job, I will take it.
Although
I don't do porn. I keep telling people, they keep putting out there all over the internet that I'm a porn star, and I always laugh because I don't do porn.
I am a featured dancer, damn it. Right?
I am. Well, I don't know how they make the leap.
Uh-huh.
I guess they think I'm a wild child, so they just assume I do porn. But if you look for porn tapes with me, you will not find them.
No, there's a good question. You know, you say people think that you're a wild child. How wild are you? I mean, what do you do in your off time?
I am not wild at all. I am a health fanatic.
Okay.
I have children. I am married.
How old are the kids? What do you have?
I have too many. We're not going to get into how many I have.
Okay. I mean, you're not like octomom, are you?
No, nothing like
that. Are any of them mine?
My life is very normal.
Amy Fisher, are any of your kids mine?
Are they yours?
Yeah.
I assure you they are not yours.
Okay, good. That's one less check I have to write. I got to ask.
And what's scarier is that you don't know that they're not yours. What do you do?
It's Amy Fisher. The website is amyfisher.com. She'll be feature dancing at Scene Restaurant and Lounge in Comic Long Island this weekend, and the proceeds go into the Haitian relief efforts. Amy, something we do with all the celebrities is called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds, and lets everyone get to know a little bit more, a different perspective on you, all right?
Okay.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
What movie would I stop? Probably Smokey and the Bandit.
Favorite toy as a child?
I don't know. I like fast cars. What?
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child? I had a little stuffed dog.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Bad Romance, Lady Gaga.
Oh, great song. Great song. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Arms.
Favorite toy as an adult?
I don't play with toys anymore, darling.
That's great. It's Amy Fisher, amyfisher.com. Again, dancing at the Scene Restaurant and Lounge. Proceeds going to the Haitian relief efforts. For all the details, again, amyfisher.com. Amy, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Well, I just got to tell people one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Donate. Just one word. Donate to them.
Even if you
can't stand watching it anymore.
Yeah. You know, we were just talking about that because, you know, we're talking about you coming out, whatever. We're sick of seeing it, too.
I know. But you know what? Donate money. Help these people get themselves together. That's all.
Sounds good. Amy Fisher, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, be right back. It's big. So that was Amy Fisher. I think I did all right, considering I'm not allowed to talk about her shooting somebody in the head. And she's promoting the fact that she's stripping for charity. Whatever. 733-KISS, 733-5477. Email BigPapa, CNYKISS.com. Snoop Dogg coming up next.